The Eddie B. Sit Edition and Audio Series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married, Bisha'at Tova Muslachat, and Zechut of the Limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of Nachat, Shalom Bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Vav. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Avraham ben Esther, Rabbi Moshe ben Nuna, Belatzlachat Yaakov ben Yosef. We begin today's daf on He Amud Bet, and we're right in the center of the daf. First words on the line. Amar Rabbi Hanan, Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Devi Mishum bar Kapara, Rabban Gamliel, Ubed Dino, Rabban Gamliel and his Beddin Nimnu, they voted the following: Al Shechitat Kuti, regarding a Kuti that makes a Shechita Ve'asruha, and they forbade it. Let's go back to the Kutim. The Kutim were those converts that converted, they lived in the Shomron area in Israel. Whole controversy on the conversion, are they legitimate or not. The opinion is that whatever mitzvah that they adopted, we said that they kept, according to one opinion, and they were very strict on it. One thing they weren't careful on was the mitzvah of Lefnei Iver Lo Titen Michshol. They weren't careful in putting a stumbling block in front of somebody. They took that pasuk literally. Said, in front of a blind man, don't put a stumbling block. But they didn't interpret it to mean that you can't give a person bad advice or you can't cause him to stumble. So the Bet Din made a gezerah, Rabban Gamliel, we cannot eat from the Kuti's items, because if it's not good, they're not going to tell us about it. And therefore, it's a problem. Now, Amar Le Rabbi Zerah Le Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. So Rabbi Zerah heard about this tradition that they had from the Bet Din of Rabban Gamliel, the Sheita, the Kuti is no good. So Rabbi Zerah says, Shema lo shama Rabbi ela b'she'en Yisrael omed al gabav. Maybe you heard this tradition only in a case where there's no Jew supervising. Because if you remember, we learned earlier that if a Jew is supervising the Kuti, it's okay. It's no problem. So Rabbi Zerah says, well, let me ask you how you heard your tradition. When the rabbi said it's no good that they were osed, maybe they were osed in a case where there was no supervision, but the supervision, it's okay. So Amale, so he tells him back, he tells Rabbi Zerah, Rabbi Yaakov Ari, he tells Rabbi Zerah, Hai Merabbanan, this rabbi, meaning you, Kedelo Gemiri Inishimata. It's like a guy that never learned. What kind of question is that? You're talking like somebody that never heard halakha before. B'she'en Yisrael omed al gabav lememra ba'e kabbalah lememra. Do you have to say such a thing? Which means if the tradition was that Rabban Gamliel and his Bet Din made a takana, no kuti shechita. If the case was talking about where there's no Jew supervising, do you need a kabbalah for that? That's pashut. Of course you cannot accept the Kuti's situation, because we don't trust them to give us kosher food. If it's not going to be kosher, you're not going to tell us about it. I don't need the Bangam to say when there's no Jew around that a Kuti Shaita is no good. Ella must be the Bangam was saying, Nu Gezerah. Even when there is supervision and the Jew is watching him, they said the Kutim are off limits. Look at Ashi. Ashi, read it like this. Lememra ba'e. The Memra Ba'e, put the question mark after the word Ba'e. Do you have to say it? Superfluous, Ashi. The Memra Ba'e, V'chilo pshita lan de letlu defnei ha'ivedo te mekshol. Exactly, we know they don't hold up defnei ha'ivedo te mekshol. And therefore, without supervision, for sure you cannot trust them. So anyway, that was Rabbi Zerah's interaction.
Are they careful? You said they're careful in the mitzvot of Ha'ivedo.
You're right, but not on defnei ha'ivedo.
For themselves.
For themselves, they'll be careful. But if they mess up, right, they'll give it to us. Okay. They might not eat it, right, but they'll give it to us.
Didn't we say give them a piece?
Oh, that's part of the question that he's asking. When you said no good, mean you mean no good across the board, or maybe no good when there's no supervision? So he said, what do you mean? No supervision? Hadusha, you don't need me for that.
Right.
Eli, I heard the tradition even where there is supervision. So the Gemara says, Kibla mine or no kibla mine? Did Rabbi Zerah accept it or not? Meaning, did he accept this interpretation or not? So Gemara says that she kibla mine Rabbi Zera mi Rabbi Yaakov that filkut shetom hed agaba v'asur ilo kabla. Did the Bizra accept this tradition that even when there's no Jewish person, or even when there's a Jewish person watching him, the kuti is no good? That's a big stringency we're saying now. Which means, how did the Bizra accept this interpretation that a kuti is off limits on all cases, even if the Jews watching him? Tashema, we're going to prove it now. The Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak Amar Rav Aseh Ani Ra'iti Et Rabbi Yohanan She'achal M'Shechitat Kuti. He says, an eyesore of Rabbi Yohanan, he ate from the Shechita of a Kuti. Af Rabbi Aseh Achal M'Shechitat Kuti. Even Rabbi Aseh also ate from the Shechita of a Kuti. Now she says, Achal M'Shechitat Kuti B'Yisrael Omed Al Gabav Or Al Yedeh She'atach Kezayit. Like you said, either there was a Jew watching, or there was no Jew watching, but they cut a kezayit after and they gave him to eat, and he ate it. So therefore, we know if he ate it, we can eat it. I mean, the Bi'aran ate like that, and the Basi also ate like that. V'ta'iba Rabbi Zera, when Rabbi Zera saw these rabbis eating from the kutim, he was shocked. He said, "Lo shami alehu." What? They didn't hear the tradition, which means, isn't there a tradition that we just had from the Rabban Gamliel that said that we don't eat from the kutis? Now the iya ba shemi alehu haba mekablela, which is, must be they didn't hear it. Rabbi Zera is trying to figure out what's the logic of these rabbis. So it must be they didn't hear it, because if they would have heard it, they definitely wouldn't have partaken into this eating. Or dilma shemi alehu velo kiblua. Oh no, maybe they heard it, but they didn't accept it. So that was Rabbi Zera's sefek. What was going through these rabbis' mindset? Now she says, "Ve'af Rabbi Aseh Achal." First white line. "Ve'tai Rabbi Zera gesedem et mi'alein shachlu me'bailem me'bilibe." Meaning in his heart, he didn't speak to them personally. In his heart, that she says he was shocked. "Lo shamelu adinimnu Rabban Gamliel di'ish shamelu avimekable odil ma'shemel ve'lo kablua ve'adar pashit le'nafshe." And then he solved his problem, his dilemma. He solved it. He said, "You know, mistabra de'shamelu ve'lo kablua. Must be they heard about the tradition and they didn't accept it." Why the Isan Kadatach Lo Shami Alehu Yava Shami Alehu Havi Mekablela, which means if you want to say the other option, that they didn't hear the tradition, but if they would have heard the tradition they wouldn't have eaten it, so it comes out that they ate something that was forbidden by mistake.
Right.
That cannot be. Hechi Mistayam Biltal Lemechal Isura. How is it possible that a Kadosh Baruch Hu would allow the tzaddikim teach something that was asur? Hashtab behem tam shel tzaddikim en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takala al yadan tzaddikin asman lo kol sheken. Later on is going to tell a story about Rabbi husband Yair, that even God saved his animals from eating things that were isur. So if the animals of the tzaddikim are protected, kav ha'omer the tzaddik itself. So Rabbi Zera said, for sure they didn't hear about this. For sure they heard the tradition and they didn't accept it. But to say they didn't hear the tradition, if they would have heard, they would have accepted it. That means in the interim they ate something that wasn't good. That we cannot accept, because it said the king would not bring such a stumbling block to them. So now Gemara finalizes its proof. The is al kadatach lo kibla mine. And if you're going to tell me Rabbi Zera did not accept Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi's interpretation that the gezerah against the kutim was across the board, even if the Jews watching, lish nile kan kish Israel omed al gabav kan b'she'en yisrome Israel omed al gabav el alav shma mina kibla mine shma mina. If Rabbi Zera did not accept the interpretation, then he could have had a very good answer according to Rabbi Yohanan, because the gezerah of Rabban Gamliel was talking about where there's no Jew watching and they were eating. Well, there was a Jew watching. He shouldn't have been shocked on their behavior.
Right.
But the fact that he was shocked on their behavior is, hey, didn't they hear what the Rabban Gamliel did? Must be understood that Rabban Gamliel made it asur across the Muslim. Even if there was a Jew watching in that case, it would still be asur. So therefore, that's a proof of the Bizra's reaction to this episode, that must be he did accept the new interpretation that the rabbis made the Gizra against the Kutim across the board. Shema Mina. Now, Tosafot over here on the bottom has a question. He has this question in Gittin. He has the question in Masechet Shabbat as well. The Gemara is assuming a fact that tzaddikim, God will not bring a stumbling block to the tzaddikim. Tzaddikim lo kol sheken. So Tosfot cites different examples in the Gemara where the tzaddikim did stumble and they didn't make avirot. We have the case of Rabbi Ishmael in Masechet Shabbat. He tilted the candle on Shabbat. Maybe it was a mistake, but he made it yisur. How come the Gemara doesn't over there ask? Wow, ma behem tam shel tzaddikim. The Gemara doesn't ask it over there. The Gemara in Makot, Yehuda ben Tabai, he killed an innocent witness. He made a mistake. He thought that the halakha was a certain halakha when it came to the rules of Edim Zomimim, which was not so. And he killed an innocent witness. So he murdered somebody. Halina Mahas. And the Gemara doesn't say, oh, Rabbeim Tam Shat Tzadikim. Why only over here? Because for the answers, because when it comes to food, the food is a very stringent isur, and the food becomes part of the person.
Wow.
And therefore, we could tolerate Halul Shabbat, but Mishmeshogeg. We could tolerate, the Tzihak came to sin or something like that. But to say that he ate something, especially the Tanaim, that their bodies were Kodesh, these were the redactors of the Torah, we cannot accept for a minute that their bodies were made up of something that was not Kashin. Comes the Gemara and continues. Umay Tamah Gazru Behura Banan. Now, what's the reason why the rabbis would make the Gezer against the Kutim? Which means, if you have Jewish supervision, it should be enough. What's the problem? The Gemara says, Ki had Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Shadre Rabbi Meir, La'atuye Hamra, Mebe Kutae. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So Rabbi Meir sent him, go bring me some wine from the Kutim, from the Kuti areas. What happened? Ashkehe Ahusaba. So he saw an old man. Rabbi Meir went to get the wine. He's an old timer. Amar Le, so he quotes him a pasuk. The pasuk is in Mishle. Put a knife in your throat if you're a man that has a soul. Which means to say, don't eat it. Which means put a knife, which you block it. Block your mouthpiece from eating. Don't eat. Don't eat. Don't drink the wine. I mean, you're going to buy the wine from the Kutim. Better not, he tells him. Halach Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So actually, it was Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar went. He was sent by the Bimeir. Okay? So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar went. The Sipid, the Barim, the Fri Bimeir. So he tells Bimeir, listen, I went to get the wine. The guy tells me, better not. The Gazar Alehe. So Bimeir said, that's it. Gezerah, no more wine of the Kutim. My Ta'ama, what's the reason why I made the Gezerah? Amar Rav Na'ama, but it's like Demut Yonah. The old man found Abodah Zarah, the image of a dove in the mountains. He says, oh, these Kutim are really not so legitimate. You see, that they're worshipping Abodah Zarah, which means be careful because the Yain is Ayin Esek now. Of the Abodah Zarah, we found some of them are worshipping Abodah Zarah. Now, even though it's not the majority of them by any means, it was only a minority. But the Gemara concludes and says, V'Rabbi Meir Ta'ameh, the Hayish Lemi'uta. Rabbi Meir Shita throughout Shas is, he suspects even to the mi'ut. Even if it's a minority, Rabbi Meir always suspects to the minority, and therefore he forbade all the wines that came from the Kutim. Ve'gazar ruba atu mi'uta. And therefore he was gozer on the rov atu the mi'ut. That's Rabbi Meir Shitato. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, v'samtasakim b'lo'echa pasuku b'sifat mishle. Thank you. אם בעל נפש אתה, אם אדם כשר אתה, כדמר פסחים, בעל נפש לא ילטות אדם כשר, בלועיך, בלחייך, meaning in your cheeks, כלומר, להחזק על יצדקה ולא תעשי, which means, control your יצר הרע. Control your יצר, you have to drink the wine? Control yourself, don't drink the wine. Close your cheeks. מצאו להן אותם היושבים בהר גריזים ונעשו מומרים לעבודת חכמים. They became מומרים. They're worshipping Avodah Zarana. We found this Yonah that they're worshipping. V'afagav derov kutim lab behar gerizim ayu. Even though the majority of the kutim didn't come from this place called Har Gerizim. So why be forbidden? Rabbi Meir l'tame d'hayish l'mi'uta b'yibamot. Rabbi Meir l'mi'ibamot has a shita v'choshesh even to the minority. Katan u'ktana lo chotzin v'lo miyabim Rabbi Meir. Amru Rabbi Meir yafei amart lo chotzin ish ketiv b'fanashem b'pnei ma lo miyabimin. Rabbi Meir has a shita. Katan k'ra make yibum. Why can't a katan make yibum? I understand Bahalitza says the word Ish. So Ish velo Katan. But why can't I make Yibum? So Amar Lehem Katan Shema Yimse Saris. Which means, because we don't know, maybe this Katan is not going to be able to have children. And therefore, now, what are the odds? The majority of kids grow up and they're able to have children. But since the Bimi is Choshesh Le Mi'ut, so therefore you have to suspect that maybe he's not able to have children, therefore this Bi'ah is going to be forbidden Bi'ah, therefore it's not that there's no Yibum on a Ketana. Shema, and a girl also, Ketana as well, maybe she'll be an Alunit. But if some Pogim Be'arva, right, instead of doing a Mitzvah, the Ketana is going with his sister-in-law, which is Isur. Only in place of Yibum is permissible. So therefore you see what, V'lo Amar Rov Ketayim Enam Tzadisim. He didn't say Rov Ketayim are not Tzadisim. He said it's a problem. So that's just the proof that Rabbi Meir is Choshesh for the Mi'ut. Anyway, So that was the wine story. So the wine story was, he sent them to go get some wine. He came back and says, I saw an old man, he told me, you know, better not. Be Bahamir. Okay, that's wine. We didn't get to the kutim with the meat yet. So Gemara says, the Rabban gave a little bit, you know, nameh, kerebi meir svidah lehu. And the Rabban Gamliel and his Betin also hold like Rabbi Meir, and therefore they also Hoshesh to Mi'ut, and therefore they consider them Avodah Zarah, and we hold like the opinion that says Mumar la Avodah Zarah is Mumar lechol Torah Kula, not like Lavanan, and therefore that's it. Once you show me even a minority when doing Avodah Zarah, the Shechita is no good. Even if you have a Jew watching, what's the difference? If the guy's a Mumar la Avodah Zarah, it's not going to help you to have a Jew watching. Because he's a Mumar la Avodah Zarah, he's like a Goy. Sure, that Goy's no good. He's like a Goy for practical purposes. So comes the Gemara and says, now look at the top of that sheet just to know who that Sabah was. Yesh no, yesh mefarshim, nechom makom shum maskira, hu Sabah, hava Eliyahu. So it's like an Eliyahu Navi situation. The Yeshalo market, the Periba Mevadikin, the Ovdad Rabbi Shom Ben Yohai. Okay, but it's not a rule everywhere. In this case, it works out. It could say it was Eliyahu Navi, but not everywhere does it say Sabah. Does it mean that it was Eliyahu Navi? Rosh Har Gerizim, the Midrash is Shehu Avodat Kukavim Shemini Yaakov Tata Ela Bar Shechem. Now that was the Avodah Zarah that Yaakov Abinu hid when the Teraphim of Lavan. Some say that was the they found it. They're worshiping that item. Yeah, it's Midrash. Now, in Ba'al Nefesh Atat Tosfot says, Perush Yevinu de Besefa Tekrek Ketiv Ve'al Tet'av Lematemotav. Very good. At the end of the Pasuk, it says, and don't desire its taste. Which means that's what the old man was telling the rabbi. So listen, don't eat it. Control your ta'ava. Okay, continue the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Pashtet Dekra Be'mai Ketiv. Now, he told me this Pasuk was talking about, close your mouth, if you have mercy, if you're Ba'al Nefesh, if you're a good person, control yourself, control your desires. What's the literal interpretation of this pasuk? The pshat. Now, I know he used it over here. Don't drink the wine. Control your, curb your desires. But what's the pshat of this pasuk? So what I'm going to say is talking about a student that's sitting in front of his rabbi learning. And they're in the middle of a sugya. And the student is not clear on what the rabbi is saying. And he doesn't think that the rabbi is going to be able to answer his question. So the pasuk will say, close your mouth. Don't ask the rabbi the question. Why? Because you're embarrassing. Only ask the question if you think that you're going to get a clarity. But if you don't think you're going to get a clarity, better to curb yourself from asking. So Gemara says, "Petalmida yoshev v'fnei rabbo." A student that's in front of the rabbi. The tani Rabbi Haya ki teshev lelchom et Moshel. When you're sitting down, lelchom. Lelchom is literally to battle et Moshel with the leader, with the commander. Ben tabin, understand. Et asher lefanecha. Know what's in front of you. Vesamta sakin b'roecha ba'al nefesh ata. Im yodeya talmid b'rabbo. She yodeya la'azir lo ta'am. Then, bin. Then, ask. Ve'im la'at, tavin. Then, understand on your own. Et asher lefanecha. Then try to figure it out yourself. So, bin, tavin. If you think the rabbi can answer it, bin, go for it. Ask him the question. But if you don't think he can answer, don't embarrass him. Then, tavin. Try to figure it out on your own. Vesamta sakin b'lo'echa im ba'al nefesh ata. Which means, prosh emenu. And if you cannot control yourself, then go to a different rabbi. Go learn somewhere else. Look at Rashi. Et Moshel gadol b'Torah. That's the commander in Torah, the great man in Torah. Im yodeya b'ra Moshe, im yishalinu yashiv lo ta'am, bin, she'al. V'im lav, tabin et ha'shov v'lecha me'atzmecha. Ve'al t'shal v'tebayishenu. Don't ask him and embarrass him. V'samta sakin b'lo'echa batre da'ay kera keti kudomar ha'mechazek atzmecha v'asur pika. Curb yourself from asking. In ba'al nefesh ata. But u'metaveh l'shon. But if you really are a ba'al nefesh, you're a sensitive guy, you really want to understand what's being said, v'la'amod al ha'ikar ma'ita kate p'rosh emenu. Leave him. Go to a different rabbi and learn from over there. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef shadre Rabbi Abahu la'atuye hamra. Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, he sent Rabbi Abahu to go bring him wine. Same story, Bebekutae, from the Kutis. Same story. Ashkechei ra'u saba. Amar le, let kan shumre Torah. He told us, over here, they're not really shumre Torah. So basically he's telling him, don't drink. Halak Rabbi Yitzchak, So Rabbi Yitzhak went, again, so Rabbi Yitzhak was the one that went. The Sipid of Rabbi Abahu. Hadak Rabbi Abahu, the Sipid of Rabbi Amiv and Rabbi Aseh. So he went to the big rabbis, Rabbi Amiv and Rabbi Aseh. Vedozazu Misham Ad Sha'asa'um Ovde Kochabim Gimurim. That's amazing. He made a new law. Kutim have the status of a goy. Now, legabe what? What do you mean legabe goyim? What does it mean you turn a person's status into a goy? So the Gemara says, lemay. For what status? If it means that the shechita is no good, and the ayin that they touch is yayin nesech, me'atam gazri b'hu rabbanan. Which means we have that gezerah already. That was the gezerah of Rabban Gamliel. So nothing new. We made like goyim. Goyim, you can't eat the shechita, you can't drink their wine. It's old gezerah. Inu gazur velo keblu minayu. Atu Rabbi Amiv Rabbase gazur vekeblu minayu. The original Gezerah of Rabban Gamliel, they made it, but people didn't accept it. As she explains, because they had so much commerce with the Kutim, it was very hard not to drink their wine and you know do their shechita. So the first Gezerah was like sort of a Gezerah that the people could not handle, so it wasn't accepted. When Rabbi Amiv Rabbase came along, at that time the time was ripe. Already there was a separation between the Jews anyway in the Kutim. My Ovde Kochavim Gimurim. What is it when he says that he made them like complete goyim? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak lebatel reshut v'niten reshut. Okay, so this you need a hakdama. Eba Hatzir. You have houses in the Hatzir. In the Torah, I'm allowed to carry from my house into the Hatzir. All four walls. It's the Shuti Yachid. I can go from the Shuti Yachid to the Shuti Yachid. No problem in the Torah. The rabbis, however, said that Hatzir, that courtyard, looks like a Shuti Rabbi. Why? Because everybody's using it. All the houses go in and out. They put their stuff there and all that. So it looks like a Shuti Rabbi. So they said, you can't carry in the Hatzir unless you make what's called a Erubeh Hasero. What's Erubeh Hasero? Everybody takes a piece of bread and they put it in the one of the homes over there, and therefore it's considered as if they're all one partnership over there. So it's one dwelling in the Hatzer, and therefore they can all carry the Eruv Hatzeros. So the question would be, let's say, before you get to the goy, let's say one of the guys wasn't around, the Jewish guy. Erev Shabbat came and he wasn't part of the Eruv. Now he ruins the whole thing for you. Because the only way you can carry if it's under the domain of one resident. But once already you have two people, so therefore no one can carry. So he's the spoiler. But he wasn't around. They couldn't get the bread to him. He didn't join. So therefore what they do is, this guy can come along and say, listen, I'm out. I relinquish my rights to the Hatzir. That means you come out and say, you don't have to make a kinyan, you don't have to do any of that. He just to say, I relinquish myself from the kinyan, from the hasid, or I'm giving you my hasid like as a matana.
After the fact,
on Shabbat. He doesn't want to ruin it for them. And therefore, once he pulls himself away from the situation, they can use it, and he cannot, obviously, and it's considered one domain, and that's the way it works. However, the rabbis made a takana. You cannot do that with goyim. Guim cannot be part of Eruv. So Guim always spoil it. But one thing you could do with Guim is, if you're living in a Hasid with Guim, it's a reality, it's Guim. So what you could do is, you could rent their space. You tell the boy, listen, I want to rent your area, your Hatzir area, your house, whatever it is. Now, the reason why the rabbis made it so difficult, why can't you just let the goy say, I relinquish my neshut? No, we want to make it difficult because we don't want Jews living with goyim. So now if there's a goy in the complex, and then, now you're going to go to a goy, I want you to rent the property. You don't want to rent, well, you rent my property. He doesn't trust that this is a fishy item. So therefore he's not going to rent the property. You're not going to be able to carry. And then you're going to say, you know what? I'm not living in this place with the goyim. So it's a good deterrent to live with goyim. The same halakha applies to Mechalel Shabbat. Some is Mechalel Shabbat for Hesha. He doesn't have the ability to be part of the Eruv, nor can he mevatil his reshut to the rest of the dwellers over there. Only option is rent. So when they say that they made the kutim like guyim, it's for the halacha. It's for the halacha of Eruv Behatzerot. And now the Gemara says, Uchnetanya, like we learned. Yisrael Mumar. Yisrael Mumar, he's a rebel. Meshamer Shabbaton Bashuk. If he at least is Shomer Shabbat in public. Is that in private? We don't know what he does. But he's a Shomer Shabbat in public. Bevatel Reshut Venoten Reshut. Then already he can relinquish his Reshut to the other dwellers in the Hatzer, and they can carry as a basis of that. Meshe'enu Meshamer Shabbaton Bashuk. But if he's a Mechadel Shabbat, Befaresia. Eno mevatel reshut venoten reshut. Bepnei she'amru Yisrael noten reshut mevatel reshut. Ubeoved kochavim ad sheyiskor. When it comes to oved kochavim, not until you rent his place. Ketzad amar lo reshuti kenui alach. If he says my reshut is to you, I'm giving you my reshut. Reshuti mevutelet lecha, or I'm relinquishing myself from the reshut, and therefore automatically becomes yours. Kana. You don't have to make a kinyan sudar or an official kinyan. It's enough for one of the Jew that forgot to make the ayruv to just verbally give it over to the other dwellers. Okay, Adam, read Rashi. The batel reshut.
אם בני המבוי, והוא דר עמהם, ואוסר עליהם, ומבטל להם לרשותו, ועובד כוכבים עד שיזכור. יצא להם מנו. טעמה מפרש מהדר את העובד כוכבים.
משמש שבתו בשוק.
בפרהסיה, אף הפי שהוא מומר לחללו בשנאה, הרי הוא כישראל.
Very good. So that's what makes him a Jew, at least. משמש שבת בפרהסיה, is okay. ואם לא, עירב.
ואם לא, עירב.
בעצר או במבוי, נותן להם לרשות לדיות. Like he's a regular Jew. Gemara tells us, Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Aser. No, Rav Aser. Ikli'u lepundika, diya'i. Okay, a certain pundika, that's like a hotel, an inn, in a place called Diya'i. That she says, Shema'ir. What's so special about this city? Ve'ameh ha'aris hayu. Okay, whole city is a bunch of ha'aris. Ameh ha'aris. והשודים על הדמי. Oh. Suspected from taking מעשרות. So all their food is called דמי. דמי. We don't know what it is. But that's the reason why you call it דמי is because it's דמי. What is this? You don't know if they took מעשר or not. ומשום דעתירן לעל בהמתן של צדיקים נקד. Okay, now you're going to see, because we're talking about the rabbis. We're giving food. And there was a question if it was tithed or not, and we're going to see if they ate it or they didn't eat it, if they were right for eating it. So the one says like this: Aitu lekamayu betzim hamtzum makod beyai. So they brought them a dish. It was reddened eggs. The eggs were red because they were in a wine sauce. Okay, mixed in wine. Rabbi Zira lo achal, v'Rabbi Aser achal. Okay, one rabbi ate, one rabbi didn't eat. Rabbi Aser ate. Amar le Rabbi Zira le Rabbi Aser, v'lo hay shmor le ta'arov et demay. So I don't understand you. There's wine in there. That is, this pundikit is ama'aris. Who knows if she took ma'aser? And therefore you ate something that is a safek ma'aser on it. And even though it's not mamash wine, because it was mixed with the eggs, but you have to be hoshesh for demai, Rabbi Zira was saying, even when it's an a mixture. So how did you eat it? That was his question. So what does he answer? Amar le lab adatai. I didn't realize it. I didn't realize there was wine in there. I didn't realize that this was a wine mixture. It wasn't paying attention. So comes Gemara and says, oh, that's where we're going to start now. Amar Rabbi Zira, Efshar gazru ala ta'arovet demai. ומסתעים בלתד רב אסר למחל איסורה השדם בהמתם של צדיקים אין הקדוש ברוך הוא מביא תקלה על ידן צדיקים עצמם לא כל שכן. Is it impossible? Is it? I better go check this halakha out, because it's impossible to say that the rabbis forbade a ta'arovet of demai and Rav Aser ate it, because if the behemot of the tzaddikim, God doesn't bring a stumbling block, kol shekin the tzaddikim themselves. Nafak Rabbi Zira. So Rabbi Zira went out searching for the halakha of, not, we know, not the law of demai. He was searching the halakha of demai betarovet. For sure the rabbis would go zir on regular food stuff. When you buy from Amaharis, you have to take maaser again. But maybe when it's a tarovet, it's mixed. Maybe it becomes batel in the mixture, and therefore you don't have to be concerned about it. So he was looking for that halacha. Dag v'ashkach. He searched, and he found. He found the Mishnah. Alokei ha'yayin. Guy buys wine from an Amaharis. Latet letoch ha'murias. Okay, maze murias. Yeah. Fish brine he's making over here. O letoch ha'aluntit. Or you want to put it in the aluntit. You bought wine for the aluntit. And she says aluntit, he gives you a word for it. Shenotin mayim v'yayin v'shim na'parsimon. It gives you the ingredients. It's water, it's oil, it's balsam oil. Okay. Karshinin, or you bought karshinin. That's like vetch. Yeah, it's like food for the animals. La'asot mem tihinin. To make tihinin.
Ground veg.
Yeah, ground veg. Okay, thank you. But in the ground veg, there's also spices, as she says. It's not only just crushing it, they put other stuff in there as well. Adashim, or you bought lentils. La'asot mem resisin. What's it, resisin? Ground lentils. Again, you have to say there was also other ingredients there as well. Hayab, mishum demai. For sure. Because you're buying them. You didn't mix it up. You're buying it pure. You're buying it whole. The answer is lomar mishum vadai, which means it goes without saying that vadai you have to take the terumot on the maasrot on this. It's not a question. Ve'en atzmam mutarim mepnei she'en b'ta'arovet. But once it gets mixed up, it itself is going to be mutar. The mixture itself would be mutar. Why? That's not period. Because they didn't make a gezer on the tarovet. So therefore the business says, Baruch Hashem. Now I say, Hashem did not bring a stumbling block to him. Although the rabbis forbade the etzem item itself, but when it's in a tarovet, they didn't forbade it, they didn't forbid it, and therefore the rabbi was okay.
Why the etzem on the dati?
Because that's what he answered. He didn't know the halacha. He said, well, I didn't realize there was wine in there. So he says, impossible. It has to be mutar what he did. So he says, "Velo gazru ala ta'arovet demai." What do you mean? You tell me that they didn't make a gezra on the ta'arovet demai. I'll show you they didn't make a gezra even when it's in the ta'arovet. Natanya, let's do a story. Hanoten leshchenato isa. You went to your neighbor. You gave your neighbor dough leefot to bake it. She's going to put the yeast in it and make bread. V'kedera lebashel, or you gave her a pot, and she's gonna cook. Nashi, isa leefot u'masal laseor. You gave her the ingredients also. You gave her the yeast as well. V'kedera lebashel v'natan tevalin. And you gave her the spices also. The neighbor's not a goy, but she's an amaris. She's a wife of an amaris. Eno choshes shem achdifa v'natan b'shela asher betukan. Maybe he'll come along and say that you have to suspect that she took your yeast and she substituted it with her yeast, and she took your spices and she substituted it with her spices, and her spices they didn't take maaser on, and then now that you get back your stuff, you're going to have to take maaser on it. You don't have to suspect. Gemara says, "Eino choshesh lesor v'temalin sheba." You don't have to worry when you get your thing back, your pot back and your bread back. You don't have to worry about anything. Lo mishum shivirit ve lo mishum maaser. Good. You don't have to worry that maybe she used shivirit stuff. Maybe she didn't take maaser. She's not going to switch. So Gemara says, v'im amar la. But if you told her, asili mishelichi. But if you told the neighbor, make it from your own stuff. Then choshesh neseor v'tebalin sheba. Now, what is she giving you? She's giving you a finished product. She's giving you bread. So the Gemara says you have to suspect that in that bread there's yeast that you didn't take maaser from. Mishum shivirit mishum maaser. Now what's the question? It's in a mixture. I thought you told me once it's in a mixture ready, so therefore you don't have to choshesh for demai. And here it's telling you, if you told the amaris, the neighbor, make it for me, and she made it, and she delivers it to you, you have to take maaser. Why do you have to take maaser? It's in a mixture already. The Gemara answers, big difference. Gemara says, Chani Hatam. כמאן דקמאל לא אסילי משליחי כמאן דעירב בידיים דמה. when you tell the neighbor, make it for me, it's as if you put it in biyadayim, which as if it was separate. Because since you told her to do it, we don't consider, oh, you got it as a mixture. No, as if you took the item itself when it was separate and put it in.
It wasn't a mixture until you told her to make it.
Correct. So comes the Gemara, she came out the Mala Asin the Mishniki, Havi Kemosh Shilakhane Mena Kodum Ta'arubotan. It's as if he bought it separately, Ba'arkak Sirfan, and then he added it. Yeah, Api Asta, because she's only following his word. Menasi Chiluho. So she's his Shaliah. So therefore, that's why that case is more severe. Comes the Gemara and says, Rafram, Amar Rafram gives a different answer. Shani Seor Vetebalin de Litama Avid. Simple answer. Spices give flavor. And therefore, even in a mixture, we consider the spices like they're separate. Because since the spices are giving a flavor to the item, it's as if they're buying, it's as if they're alone. They're not batil. When it came to the wine and the mixture of the eggs was the main item. The wine is just maybe it's in there, but the eggs was the ikar. Mashiach, tivalin. Tivalin is not just spice. The spices are noticeable. Therefore, even in a mixture, the rabbis would go say it on. Because, by the way, when you eat a food with a spice, so you're tasting the spice. It's like the spice, it's all spice. That's what it tastes like. Look at that sheep. Metama lo batir. Nefishu metaken akol. Correct. It fixes the whole thing, gives it the flavor. Vehu ikar. That's right. Even if you took a pot of food from the Amaharis, you didn't make him a Shaliyah. According to the second answer, even if he wasn't your Shaliyah, he gave you a pot of his own, and there's spices in there, you have a problem.
Oh, if there's spices.
If there's spices. But wine in the eggs, and wine in the murias, that's not the ikar. Now the Gemara says, V'lehalufe lo hayshinan. What about switching? Which means you gave all the ingredients. Correct? So we said, okay, you gave all the ingredients. No problem. She gives it to you back. You can eat it. So the question is, why don't you suspect that she might have substituted? Maybe it's cheaper. She'll steal. She'll take your good stuff and substitute her inferior stuff. We don't suspect that she switched. Right, that was the first case. You don't have to worry that she switched to put our stuff in there. So Gemara says, why not? Why, we have a question. Listen to this case. Latinan. Hanotin lahamoto. Okay. He gave his mother-in-law. What did he give his mother-in-law? Ma'aser etchiun noten la, de etchiun noten nimenna. Amazing. Before you give the, you're giving ingredients to the mother-in-law to make bread for you. Before you give the ingredients, you have to take ma'aser from it, because that's the law. And when you get the bread back from your mother-in-law, you got to take ma'aser also. Why? Because mepnei shehashuda mehalefet hamitkalkel. Because we're suspecting that she's going to switch her, she's going to pull the switch. Which means she's going to make the bread. The bread's going to come out not good, not good. So, I can't give him that bread. Let me give him the other one. So she's going to give him her bread that's no ma'asin on it. So therefore, you got to take ma'asin. So what do you see over here? That you have to suspect to switching.
Yeah, she's making it again.
What do you mean? So what's the difference between when you give the ingredients to your mother-in-law to make you bread? And then you have to suspect that she's going to switch the ingredients on you. Or you give it to your neighbor. Your neighbor, it's okay. You can assume what you gave her, she gave you back.
It's a different reason.
What's the difference? What's the reason? You have to give me an answer. What's between a neighbor and a mother-in-law?
The neighbor's not going to remake it again.
And why is the mother-in-law going to remake it?
She wants to make it good for you.
Ah, so you're going to answer. We know the reason over there. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rotza hi betakanat bita. Ubosha mehatana. She wants that our daughter should be happy, so to speak, and she's embarrassed in front of her son-in-law. Which means she's either going to give her son-in-law that burnt bread, And he's going to take it out on his wife now. Hey, what kind of mother do you have over there? She brought me this bread over here. Let's say, but takarat bita. She wants her daughter to be, thank you. And she's embarrassed. She wants to impress her son-in-law. No, well, the neighbor care. Neighbor, I'm not connected to you. I'm not related to you. I have nothing to do. Came out like that. Came out there. No hard feelings. Look at the bottom of the sheet, Jack. כדקטרי תמה דלטובה היא מתכוונת. אבל על הגזל כגון לאדם נוכרי שאין דעתה להחליף להטיב לו אף שרה אין החשודה. That's the neighbor. Where there's no benefit, we don't חושש people are going to steal for no reason. In this case over here we חושש that they're going to switch, she'll give you her stuff because she wants to impress. Because we have a reason over there. But stop, there's no reason to חושש for switching or stealing or things like that. Not much to gizm. Even cheaper stuff, but not much to gizm. Right, but not much. Not much, because there's no benefit for her. What did she care? Meaning, she's not going to steal unless there's a reason for, besides stealing. Like this case, there's a reason for to switch to impress. But stop, but not much to chiduf. You're not so here? Ula alma la hashinan? Which means, in other cases, with an ama'aris, you're not going to hoshish that maybe she's going to switch the bad and put the good? Which, or she'll keep the good and put the bad, meaning she's going to switch. Same question again. Wow. So you tell me, oh, mother-in-law case is different. But generally speaking, we're not hoshish for switching. Oh yeah? Ula alma la hashinan. Generally speaking, you don't hoshish they're going to switch? Atinan. That's this case. You have a yeshiva boy. He's staying in a lodge. In olden days, the lady of the lodge, of the hotel, she would also make food for the Bahurei Yeshiva. So, Zanotem le Pundakit Shelo. He gives his, the Pundakit ingredients. Me'aser et shehu noten la. So, he has to take Me'aser on the stuff before he gives it, obviously. Ve'et shehu noten lemena. And then, when he gets the goods back, he has to take Me'aser again. Why? Me'pene shehashuda. Mehalefet. She suspected that she's going to switch the goods.
Why does he take it in the first place?
What do you mean? He has to take Maaser on his product.
I understand, but he's given it to her if he's going to take it at the end.
No. Because maybe he's going to get his stuff back. We don't know for sure.
Take it after. If he's going to take it after.
Let's take it. Take on his stuff now. So if he gets his stuff back, Maaser was. Why you don't take Maaser after you make the stuff? Tell him you take Maaser before you make the stuff. Always take Maaser before.
I thought because she's going to eat it.
No, not if David. Either he's gonna get his stuff back, so just take Masan and his stuff. That's and if he gets something else back, so he's gonna take back on that. It's just a hedge.
The man of shock, you can take it after.
Yeah, the chatelai will take Masan before they make the bread. Like always halai will take before you make the bread. Always Masan take before. It's sartered and up to always before. Good. So it says, look at Rashi. Hanoten. Oh, now, we suspect what? She's going to switch. Which is over here, it's not like a mother-in-law where she's trying to find favor. The guy that's staying in the pundakit, in the pundak, is a stranger. Which means it's something to do that we're not worried about that it got burnt or something. So over there it's mashba, she's just going to steal the goods. She's going to take your product and substitute it with inferior stuff. So you see what? That when you give it to an arbitrary person, you do have to suspect that they're going to switch the products on you. And there's going to be gizm, and therefore the chalura, when you give the stuff to the neighbor in our story, you should have to take masin when you get it back as well. But the answer is atam name. Over there also, by the pundakit case. Muriah. Muriah means she's mora heter. She rationalizes. And what does she say? The amra. Bar berav. Lichul hamima, the ana echul kirida, which means she says like this: her intention is good. Rashi, atam name le tovay mitkavel. Ve'ad elo tana ba mitkalkel. She's not that it's going to burn or something like that. Mishum dafilu en mitkalkel name. Even if let's say everything's good, it came out good, but it got cold. Let's say, so she's going to say the yeshiva boy is learning Torah. I'm going to give him cold food. I can't eat cold food. You know what? I'll keep the cold stuff for myself. I'll give him the hot stuff. She says, listen, I'm doing something good. So therefore, in that case, over there, there's a logic why she's going to switch. She rationalized that it's okay. But Stam, We don't suspect people to steal. I mean, unless they have a good rationalization, then they could justify it. But stop to say every person steals. No, that we don't say. In this case over here, she said, the Ben Torah, why should he eat cold food? I want to give him strength. You know what? I'll keep the cold stuff. Let him eat the fresh stuff. In the interim, she's switching goods on him. And now she's giving him back stuff that is not ma'asid. So in that case, you have to choshesh for chiluf. But stop on a neighbor. Why would the neighbor switch goods? So Gemara says again, Gemara's pressing. The same question. And you tell me you're not choshesh for chiluf? Batanya. Well, it's this interesting case. Eshet Haver, that's the wife of a Tamid Hakam, Tohenet in Eshet Amaris. Let's say the wife of the Amaris is grinding the millstone, they're grinding the wheat. So the Eshet Haver, the rabbi's wife, is allowed to help her in the process of the grinding. So the Gemara says, Bizman Shihi Teme'ah. Amazing. Only when the wife of the Tamid Hakam is Teme'ah, when she's ritually impure. Because then you know what? She's not going to touch the wheat, because she knows that she is Teme'ah. Aval lo bizman shi tehora. But not when she's Tehora. Why? Because she might by mistake take some wheat and put it in her mouth. The wheat belongs to the Amaris. Was not given masrot. Amazing thing. When you're working, by mistake, you might take something, put it in your mouth. I taste it, exactly. You know, you're not thinking, you just put it in your mouth. So if she's teme'ah, I know she's not going to touch it, because she knows not to touch it, because she doesn't want to metame the stuff. But if she's tehora, she knows she has access to touch it. Once she touches, might put it in her mouth. It's the food of an ama'aris. Food of ama'aris is demai. She's going to put in her stuff that wasn't given masrot. That's the halakha. So Gemara says, that's tarakama. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, af bizman shi teme'a lo tetchon. Even when she's teme'a, don't do it. Why? Mipnei shehaverta notenet la ve'ochelet. What's going to happen? Exactly. I'm worried about the wife of the Amaris. She's going to take some stuff and put it in her mouth. Have something to eat and put it in her mouth. So if don't state it, don't state it. Now the Gemara says, Hashta migzal gazla. Halufa mibaya, which means this lady's an outright thief. If she's an outright thief, why is she an outright thief? She's stealing from her husband. This is not her wheat over here. This belongs to her. She has no right to take a kernel and give it to her from an asking bitch to her husband. So if the Gemara is suspecting that she's an outright thief, certainly you should suspect that she's going to switch goods. Which means here is more blatant. Here, Mama, she's just taking the wheat and giving it to somebody. If she's going to be an outright thief, certainly you should suspect. Hey, listen, this is expensive yeast, cheap yeast. I don't know, I'll take the expensive one, but if she's going to steal outright, certainly she's going to switch. Now, before I give you the answer, you can ask me a question.
Why is it considered stealing?
No, because it's her husband's.
Normally the wife is able to utilize the husband's stuff.
If the husband gives permission. But if this is the husband's stuff, she has no right to do anything with it until the husband says to do it. Maybe it's his business. Who knows what it is? It's his stuff. It's his private stuff. She happens to be working. She cannot start giving away merchandise to her friend. She has to get permission. That's for sure. The question is like this. Guess what? She's a gazlan as much as the wife of the rabbi is a gazlan. Because the Gemara says, well, when she's tehora, she shouldn't work. Why should she work? Because she's going to stick something in her mouth and eat it. So then we should make a new rule that you shouldn't give something to Tamid Hakam's wife because she might also switch, just like she steals. Simple answer. It's normal to say by mistake you put something in your mouth without thinking. Okay, labadata. But to take something and give it to somebody else, that's malintent. That already is gezel. Doesn't bother us. She's working with food. She forgot. She stuck it in her mouth. Fine, it can be a mistake. It's not a bad intention to steal. But if you're not benefiting, you're taking it to give to somebody else. Oh, that already, you're coming out to be a gezlani. That's the haluk that they give. Oh, so the Gemara says that even in that case, there's a reason why she does it. She also rationalizes in that case. What's the rationalization in that case? Amar of Yosef. Atam namim Moria ve'amram. Moria means she's Moria Hetir. She rationalizes. Torah medishe ka'achil. Listen, when an ox is working, isn't the ox, you're not the Muslim, right? Isn't an ox allowed to eat while he's working? And therefore, listen, she's not worse than an ox. She's helping me grind, so it's not gezel. But you have to feed the ox. And therefore, in this case over here, only because she has a rationalization to steal, that's why we suspect her. But stam a neighbor, what's she rationalizing? Again, unless she has a... What, you have to go with the assumption. The assumption of the Gemara is, an Ama'aris is not going to steal from you. It's not going to switch expensive stuff and take but cheap stuff, unless there's a certain rationalization that they can make. When it comes to the pundakit lady watching the yeshiva boys, she says, oh, I feed them good stuff. Let me take it. I'll give them the other. Okay, then you have to be suspecting. Or in this case over here, I'm not stealing. She's not worse than an ox that works as a Latin also. So with that case, that's why you have to be suspecting. Whenever they can justify it somehow, then you have to be hushed. The mother-in-law says, oh, I'm embarrassed. How can I give my son-in-law, burnt bread? I'm embarrassed. Could put my daughter in a bad position. You know, I'll keep the bad bread for myself and give them. Then you have to suspect for switching and all that stuff. But stam, without any reason and without any rationalization, like a neighbor. You gave the neighbor ingredients. You took the masid on the ingredients already. Now she gives it back. Oh, maybe she does. Why would she do that? We don't suspect that people steal. And she doesn't have a rationalization to say, what I'm doing is okay. So therefore she's not going to switch. She doesn't have a justification. Oh, I'm switched because I want to be a good neighbor. I want the neighbor. That's why they don't go.
Yeah, what if she burnt it? What if
she burnt it? So she burnt it.
She's worried about it.
You're a stranger. Tough luck. I don't owe you anything. I don't owe you anything. You gave it to me. So the next time, don't use me, by the way. Next time, don't give me stuff to cook. I don't know how to cook then. That's it. Who told you to give it to me in the first place? Which means she's not obligated to anything. Therefore, we're not chashesh to a chiddush. Baruch Hashem. Amen. Amen.